episode 3239, The Bow of Traditions.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary weekend because it's just around the corner. But first, we have to get through Confessions of an Upset Mama. Oh, yes. Whew, are you ready for this? Because come on, we know the holidays are here, and even though it can be kind of crazy, it also can be a lot of fun. It's time to tie the bow of traditions. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, no one likes the feeling of being overwhelmed and always feeling like they're chasing life. During this holiday season, don't try too hard. I mean, I know we do. We try to make everything just exactly the way we want it. Instead, tie a few ribbons on your gifts, the bow of traditions. You know, the holiday season is filled with joy, love, and excitement. And within all of this, it's about creating lasting memories with our families. However, it can also be a time when parents feel overwhelmed by the numerous obligations and expectations that come with the holidays. Oh, let me make the list and check it twice, right? You've got all the performances, whether it's church, school, you have the community activities, then you have the church activities on top of that. Maybe you yourself have commitments. You've got tree decorating, lighting ceremonies. You have where you're going to go to the park and do something. I mean, it's one thing after another. You have angel tree. And I'm not saying any of that is bad. But what I'm saying is there's a lot coming very quickly in a very short period of time. And that is something that can be overwhelming. It can kind of stop us in our tracks every once in a while. And when we get a little bit unsettled with having a pattern in our own routine, that leads to a little bit of frustration, a little bit of anger, a little bit of hostility within our tone of voice. It leads to us kind of getting a little bit short-tempered. And we're like, ugh, you know, you find yourself growling a little bit more. Christmas is not about the Grinch. Right? We shouldn't have a growl in our voice, but sometimes it's so crazy that in all honesty, we just want to be alone. We have those moments where we want to throw our hands up in the air and say, you know what, I'm done. I cannot do another thing. But yet, next season rolls around and we find ourselves there again, just a year older, maybe not necessarily a year wiser. But if you have the blessing of a family, then make it count this holiday season and create traditions that are meaningful to your family. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Create traditions. And it's got to be traditions that mean something to you. You know, I could sit here and share all the different traditions that I've had growing up and what we've done with our family, but they wouldn't be the same if it wasn't what you wanted for your family. But I will share a tradition, maybe two or three, who knows? When I get to talking to you, man, sometimes I just ramble, do I not? But I want this to be an added benefit. And some people ask the question about Santa Claus. And they don't know what to do about Santa Claus because you've got Saint Nick and Kris Kringle. He was real, yes. But Santa Claus, well, we have this myth that goes along with that. But we've got to understand that where it all started. And for our family, it was one of those things that my husband and I talked about it. And we were like, we do not want Santa Claus to be the one that brings all the big gifts. Okay, that's something that mom and dad work very hard for. And we should be able to sit there and enjoy their reaction and not listen and say, oh, thank you, Santa Claus. And there's no Santa Claus around at the time of opening. Now, what we decided to do, and you don't have to do this with your family, but this is what we did with our family. Santa Claus always brought what fit in the stockings. Because you see, go back to Kris Kringle. What happened? The shoes were left on the front porch. And there were little gifts that were left inside them. Stockings. Right? That makes sense. You hang them. If you can't fit it in the stocking, it probably shouldn't be there. So he doesn't bring all the big, big toys that are like, you know, you really have to work hard for. He brings the little things, the things that will complement, or just the odds and ends. And that's always been fun for our family. Okay, that's a tradition that we share in our family, and we've continued that now having grandbabies. That's something we want to pass along. Now, I don't know how my daughter or son-in-law will celebrate Santa Claus. I don't know if they will, quote-unquote, celebrate. And it's not really about celebrating Santa Claus. Santa Claus is a tradition, right? There's a lot of other traditions. Maybe you eat a certain meal for Christmas dinner. Maybe you have a certain thing on New Year's. Maybe you have something for Christmas Eve. What is it for your family? For us, when we were growing up, we were ones who... My dad was in the pulpit. We had productions. Yeah, my mom was directing, and most likely I was in it. My brother and sister, yeah, they were in it too, but I don't know if they were as willing as I was. But regardless, we were in it. And so we were at church very late, very early, very late and very early. We would decorate the church. We'd spend hours there after school in preparation. My mom was an extraordinary decorator, still is to this day. And it's one of those things where she tries to, you know, make everything just feel so alive, truly trying to encompass all of what Christmas is with just looking at one beautiful tree. One of the churches that we started many, many decades ago, it was a storefront. We finally bought a building, and it was actually a storefront that had the old-fashioned, think of old downtowns, and they had the big storefront windows. There were six of them. Every single season, and obviously during Christmas, it was decorated different. My mom did all of that. And it was just an expression as to what the season at that time was about. And just those windows themselves ministered to others. Well, guess what? I was in there helping her with the decorations because I was the oldest in the family. And I absolutely love those memories. It was somewhat, yes, of a tradition. Now, we don't do that now because we don't have that same church. But we decorate in other manners. And so I think it's important for us to realize how important traditions are. Because traditions, if you think about it, are ways and a fancy way of saying habits that we do around the holidays. Right? Or around birthdays. Maybe you celebrate birthdays a certain way. For us, it wasn't on the birthday per se because my husband worked and he would come home late. We had birthday weeks and weekends. And so it was like a whole celebration. And a lot of times we would celebrate it on the weekend because during the weekday, it just didn't work that way. The kids had activities. My husband just didn't have the capacity to be able to do it because of his job. And so we would do it on the weekend. So it was just this whole, okay, we're going to celebrate you for like a whole 7 to 8 days, sometimes 10 days, just depending upon when it fell in the season that it was in. You see, we create traditions around things that are meaningful, but really traditions are simple habits. They really are. But it sounds more important, right, to have those traditions using that word, hence the bow of traditions. Don't you want to tie the bow of traditions up and just make it be oh so pretty? Because there's no reason of feeling bogged down. There's no reason to feel overwhelmed just because it's the holiday season. You don't have to get stuck in that. Right now, I'm sitting here thinking of the thousands of things, literally, it's over a thousand things. If I was to write every single thing down that I have to do, I'm not saying it's all going to get done by the end of the year. I'm just talking about in general. When I look at my personal life and what I'm doing with our house. We're renovating it. So we've got stuff under construction. I'm decorating still. We're filming for the studio. So I have all of that, which is a totally separate beast alone. And so it's like every single offshoot that I have just leads to list and list and list of things that I need to do. But if I got caught up in all of that, I would miss the real reason for the season. And I think that's where we need to look and say, you know what traditions do we have in our family? What can we do? Because when you're a living legacy right now, then when you're not here, you become the legacy. And your family will continue their traditions, even when you're not there. This is totally not about Christmas, but I'm going to share it with you anyway because I happen to love it. But my father, who passed away many years ago, one thing he loved during Easter, and I do not know why to this day, because for me, they just kind of make me gag. I'm just telling you the honest truth. But you know those little candies called Peeps? They were made just yellow to begin with, and then they came out with other colors, and they had pink and all of that. He loves Peeps. And it's so funny, to this day, we talk about it every single Easter when it comes around and the spring things are coming out. And we're like, oh yeah, I remember when Papa had to have his Peeps. The kids and I would go and go shopping, especially when they live near us. And we're like, we got to get Papa some Peeps, Mom. I'm like, you better believe it. We got to get him his Peeps. And then one day, a few years back, I found this huge squishy thing. I don't even know what to call it. I mean, it was a stuffed animal. It wasn't like the squishy pillows now. But it was a Peep, and it was huge. I mean, it's like 3 feet tall. Yeah, I had to get it. Why? Because the Peeps meant something to us. It's a tradition. He's no longer around, but when we see a Peep, what pops into our head? Papa? My dad? What traditions are you making with your family? I really want you to think about that, because that is what the holiday season is all about. It's about decorating the tree, not having the perfect tree, not having all the perfect lights. I'm still putting up Christmas trees as we're recording right now. Okay, I'm not doing it while we're recording because that would be strange. You wouldn't be able to hear me unless I guess I could put on a portable microphone. Maybe I should actually film some of my stuff and put it up there on YouTube. Maybe you think that was fun. But let me tell you, it's a little crazy. And when my kids get involved, they're like, seriously, Mom, I have to have the boys carry down the stuff from the attic. And the attic is kind of weird because we have an attic where you actually walk into it. And we have that floor, but then we have stairs that go up even more. It's like a whole nother floor. It's crazy awesome. But the first floor of the attic is all Christmas. I kid you not. It is all Christmas. And when I get it out, it turns into a Hallmark store. And the kids are like, oh, there goes a movie theater, Mom. It's a Hallmark store. And I'm like, yeah, I know. It gets really messy, but then it gets really beautiful. And I got to tell you, it's a lot of work, but I so love it. My grandson right now, he's like, Grandma, the train, it goes here. And he knows that this is where this special magical train goes. It sings songs. I think it sings like, I don't know, 12, 14, I don't know how many different Christmas carols it sings, but he gets to push the button and he gets to watch the train go around the track. And he only can see it because he's in Grandma's arms. And every single time we pass by the area where it sits, he's like, there, the Christmas train, Grandma. I'm like, yeah, my friend, that is a tradition. So what traditions are you creating within your family? I really want you to think about that, because it's never too late to start one. It isn't. Maybe it's baking those sugar cookies. Maybe it's making a special candy. Maybe it's having a certain, you know, food, and that becomes a tradition. Some people bake a certain bread or a certain sweet. What is it for you? Create traditions that are meaningful to your family. How can you weave the bow of traditions? Well, number one, simplify it. Truly simplify it. When it comes to holiday traditions, less is often more. So instead of trying to squeeze in every activity and event, because I know I try, but man, usually that means I'm just going to fall flat on my face, or I'm just going to be exhausted. I've been down that road before. I used to put on musicals. It's called Praise Kids. We'd have 120 kids, roughly. And we would do 2 to 3 performances minimum over the holiday season, sometimes more. It was crazy awesome. Just think about mini Broadway musical style. Like, I kid you not, full costumes. It's not one of those kind of mini Christian musicals that you put on and the kids, you can't understand them. Oh, no, 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 no. It's like full out, full costume, full garb. I mean, you name it, we made it happen. We would turn sanctuaries into under the sea, into jungles. I mean, it was so incredible. And I would do that, and I would still have to go home and tend to my family. Sometimes we try to do too much. We need to simplify. So take a step back and prioritize what truly matters to your family. Choose a few key traditions that align with your values that really bring joy to everyone involved. as your family grows, right? We're growing our family. We've got grandchildren now, two, woohoo. We're having, you know, our in-laws coming. So we've got our son-in-laws and we've got boyfriends and we've got girlfriends. And so when we have that coming in, when our family grows, we have to figure out, okay, what's going to be meaningful to them? And sometimes we tame a tradition or we ramp it up. What is it? You see, the magic of traditions lies not in their quantity, but in their quality. It's the quality from the heart. So choose the traditions that resonate with your family and let them shine bright. Instead of aiming for like a fully decked out home, focus on a few treasured decorations that hold sentimental value, like the Christmas train that sings. Rather than attending every holiday event, select one or two special outings that everyone looks forward to. Right? Candlelight service, that's so important to us. By streamlining your holiday activities, you can savor each tradition and can be truly, fully present in the moment. Presence counts, and that comes when you simplify. Number two, recruit. Creating traditions should be a collaborative effort, not just about you, but about the family. And that means it involves all the family. So as you grow, brainstorm, say, what did you like? Maybe those who didn't grow up, meaning the in-laws or the girlfriends, boyfriends, if they didn't grow up, ask them, what did you celebrate? Maybe bring in a tradition from them. Maybe that will help them feel like it's more like their home too. Encourage this open dialogue and brainstorm ideas where each person can contribute their wishes, what they want to see. And if you're one who, you know, you've got the kids coming and going and not everybody's going to be here, like our girls are not going to be here this Christmas. We'll see them kind of around the holidays, but it may be in the new year. It may be before Christmas. And our boys will be here with us. So it's going to be a different Christmas. We don't have our whole family. That was Thanksgiving. And so we'll still celebrate it. It'll just look a little bit different. So how can you make those times special when you don't have the whole family? Like for my grandson, he wants to see his Christmas train. You better believe that Christmas train will be there until he gets to see it. And most likely so will the Christmas trees because they just don't come down early enough. Unless if we have to take them down because of construction, but we'll leave that for another episode. When you allow everybody to have kind of a say in it, then it becomes more meaningful, right? People are invested in it. So you could even hold a family meeting, maybe not call it that, but gather everybody around and say, you know, what would mean something to you this holiday season? For us, Santa Claus, yeah, he still comes for the adults too. Because the kids got to know that Santa Claus comes for everybody. And our Santa Claus, oh yeah, he brings some healthy treats too. So what is it that you can do to continue your traditions? Recruit people within your own family. Let them participate. It doesn't have to be just about you. And then it relieves you of the burden. And if it doesn't work out, then hey, it's not all your fault, right? I mean, come on, think about it. And finally, number three, tie it up with joy, right? It's a bow. Many magical moments can be created through simple and heartfelt traditions. So let go of unrealistic expectations and tie the bow on the tradition. Focus on activities that bring genuine joy and allow for deeper connections. Maybe it's going and cutting a fresh Christmas tree. Now, we did that very early on when I was much younger. We have not done that with our kids. Number one, I believe in the trees living. And so, yes, I have artificial trees because I want to save the trees. However, I will say this. I would love to go to a Christmas tree farm every single year and get one towards the very end and have all of us come together and decorate it and have it sit outside on our front porch. I would love that. And then as we gather around outside roasting marshmallows, there would be the family tree. Now we have a family tree that's our first Christmas tree that my husband and I bought. We put it up every year. It's getting a little bit ragged. It still looks beautiful though. And all of our family ornaments go on there. And every year, like with our new grandbaby, we hang a new ornament for her. If there's a new boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, we hang an ornament for them. And it becomes a family tree. We've got a new addition, a new grand dog, right? Well, we've got to have an ornament, which reminds me, I need to get that ornament because I haven't gotten it yet. Oh dear. But I need to have an ornament for him. It's important to have those little things. tie it up with joy, right? The significance is not about the extravagance. It's about the heart. So simplicity is the key that unlocks the spirit of traditions. It's in the little moments that the true magic resides. So incorporate all of these amazing holiday traditions. And maybe it's only one thing that stands out. You don't have to do 20. And let me tell you this, it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It can be cooking together. It can be something so simple. Maybe you print something off on the computer. Maybe you write letters and you deliver them to a nursing home down the street within your neighborhood. We used to do that with the kids. As they got older, we haven't done that, but we would do that. We would send them off and do cards to the military. Those kind of things are so important. Angel trees, we would go shopping. And I would have the kids help pick it out and say, this is the age of the child. What would you want if you were this age? And especially we tried to get them around the age of the kids because it meant more. They're like, Mom, but I would want this. I'm like, okay. What can you do to form a tradition so you can tie the bow on it? So I want to leave you with this, the bow of traditions. In a world of constant motion and change, where time slips by, our memories rearranged, there lies a gift that ties our hearts together, a bow of traditions we'll cherish forever. With each passing year, the tapestry grows, weaving threads of love every story it knows, from bedtime tales whispered in the night to shared laughter around the fire's warm light. The bow of traditions, a treasure unique, a bond that strengthens never to weaken. Through seasons and holidays, it's our guide, creating moments we'll forever keep inside. From holiday baking, flower in the air, to giving back, showing others we care. Simplifying, prioritizing what truly matters. With family, these traditions, our hearts flatter. As I once wisely proclaimed, in the traditions we share, deep love is ingrained. For it's not the grandest, but in the simple things, that the bow of traditions true happiness brings. So let us gather hand in hand, creating memories that forever will expand. With each new chapter written in our story, the bow of traditions and everlasting glory. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Merry Christmas.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.